So let's review. The Gemara refers to that which the Mishnah taught. One who brings a get from one area to another in Chutz Laretz must testify. However, in Eretz Yisrael, it's not required. The Gemara now discusses the status of Bavel regarding this halacha. Itmar, Bavel, Rav Amar, ke Eretz Yisrael agitin. Rav says that Bavel is like Eretz Yisrael in that Befani Nechtav and Befani Nechtam is not required. Although Bavel is Svein de Eretz Yisrael Kaima, Bavel is further north than Akko, and the Mishnah says Me'akko Litzafen, Akko is the northern border of Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara explains Bar Mi Bavel. Bavel is the exception to this rule. Shmuel, on the other hand, says Kuchutz Laretz, Bavel is part of Medina Sayam, and Befani Nechtav and Befani Nechtam is required. Now, in Bavel, there is no issue of Lafish Imbiki and Lishma, because the people of Bavel are learned, as Rashi explains. They were learned since they first settled in Bavel several years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash and are certainly aware of the Shema. However, as the Gemara has established, Rab Islay de Rava all agreed to Lafisha Ein Eidim Tzun Lekaimai. The Shliach must testify and verify the signatures to preempt a possible challenge later by the husband. Therefore, the Gemara explains the Machlekes as follows. Rav holds, Kivin de'ikim esifta mishkach shchichi. After Rav established the yeshiva of Surah and Shmuel headed the yeshiva in the Arda, people traveled to these great yeshivas to learn Torah. Therefore, Bavel ke'eretz Yisrael gittin, and Befani Nechtav and Befani Nechtam is not required, because there are always witnesses available to confirm the signatures. Shmuel, on the other hand, argues that Mesif, the bigger side treaty, the students are preoccupied with their studies and do not recognize the local signatures, and travel by others is uncommon. Therefore, Bavel ke'chutz Laretz, and Befani Nechtav and Befani Nechtam is required because witnesses might not be available later. The Gemara describes several other scenarios where travel between two areas does not guarantee that we are able to confirm signatures. Me'aktisvin lebe'ardisher tzarech, mebe'ardisher laktisvin leitzarech. A get brought from the city of Aktisvin, which is outside Bavel, to the city of Ardisher, which is part of Bavel, requires a Befani Nechtav, while a get brought in the opposite direction does not. Although they are in different countries, and so everyone should agree that we require Befani Nechtav to authenticate the get, however, Kivin de Azli Lashuk Lahasam, the people of Be'ardisher, regularly go to the market in Aktisvain, therefore Hanach Yadi Bechasim is Yadi Dehani, Vahani B'dehanach Lo Yadi. The people of Aktisvain can identify the signatures of the people of Be'ardisher, who are their customers, while the people of Be'ardisher do not recognize the signatures of the people of Aktisvain, because Bishukai Tridi, they're occupied with their purchases. An additional scenario. There were those who required the messenger to testify when bringing the get, Me'arsala Arsa Mishchuna Lishchuna, between groups of houses and even Ba'isa Shchuna, even within the same group of houses. And the Gemara explains, Shana B'nei Mechuzah Denaydi. This stringency only applies to a city whose residents are always traveling and therefore do not recognize each other's signatures. The Gemara continues, although in Bavel we said loy tzarech, he does not need to testify. However, I avdis ahanis. If he does testify, it will help in that I osi bal ma'ar le mishkechinim bei. It will successfully deflect any future challenge by the husband. This is illustrated by an incident where Rabbi Shmuel advised a messenger to testify shaloy tizakig le'edim, so that we will not need witnesses later. The Gemara next discusses gittin brought from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Avyasir said, he agrees with Rav and does not require Befani Nechtav for getting brought from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael because Kivin de Ikar Rab de Salki Benachsi Mishkech Shchichi. There is sufficient travel to ensure available witnesses. However, the Gemara questions Rabbi Avyasa's credibility because he once wrote a pasuk without sirtut scoring lines on the parchment, and Rabbi Yitzchak taught Shtayim Kaisvin Shalish Ein Kaisvin. Ultimately, a brisa states, Shalish Kaisvin Arba in Kaisvin. A quote of at least three or four words of a pasuk requires sirtut. The Gemara responds that this is not Milsa Natalia Bisvara, a logical idea that Rabbi Avyasa should have realized on his own, rather Gemara hi, but Gemara leishmile. It is a halacha that has been taught, and so it's not indefensible for him not to have known this halacha. Furthermore, Askim Mari al Yodeh, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself agreed to the following interpretation of Rabbi Avyasa. In Sefer Shaiftim, we find the story of Pelegish Begiva, a concubine who was mistreated by the people of Giva, a city in the portion of Binyamin. Pasuk states, "V'tizna lov pilakshay." The events were precipitated by the woman's unseemly conduct, namely, Rabbi Aviasa Amar Zvuv Matzala. Her husband found a fly in his food. Rabbi Yonasan Amar Nima Matzala. He found a hair on his plate. Others say he found the hair in a place where it might endanger him. The Gemara tells us that Eliyahu Navi told Rabbi Aviasa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was Kabiyachal studying this topic and said, Aviasa b'ni kacho emer, Yonasan b'ni kacho emer, citing both opinions. Although in Sveika Kamishmaya there's nothing unclear to Hashem, both opinions are actually true. He first found the fly, but was not upset. Subsequently, when he found the hair, he became enraged. The Gemara explains why he considered the hair a worse offense than the fly. The fly was in his food, while the hair was elsewhere. Therefore, zvuv mi'isusa v'nima sakanta. The fly was merely repulsive, while the hair was potentially dangerous. Alternately, idiv idiv bekara, they were both in his food. However, zvuv einza v'nima pshiusa. The fly might have flown in without her knowledge, but she was certainly negligent regarding the hair. The Gemara learns a relevant lesson from this episode. La'olam al yatal adam emi yiseir b'tech beisei. A person should not foster an atmosphere of excessive fear in his home. Shahari Pelegish Begiva, Hitl Aleho, Bala, Emius Era, Vipila Kamer of Avis Misrael. The concubine fled from her husband's wrath, and this eventually led to many thousands of deaths. Additionally, Seifu Bala de Gimlaveris, such actions can lead to three major sins. Gila Arais, forbidden relationships, as Rashi explains, Magiz Matvilasa Beis Sina, Vihi Arei Loimeloi Tavalti, Umisham Shasinida. A woman would be afraid to tell her husband that she did not go to the mikvah. Shvichas damim, bloodshed, as Rashi explains, pa'amim shebirachas mipana v'nefeles ba'achas ha'psachim. She may injure herself when she flees from him. Chil Shabbos, as Rashi explains, pa'amim shemadlekes neim shechashecha. She may do malach after sunset on Erev Shabbos out of fear. The Gemara offers a practical application of this idea. Gimel dvarim tzarach adam loymer b'teich beiser Erev Shabbos imchashecha. A person should remind the members of his household to ensure that all the Shabbos preparations are completed before sundown. However, he should speak softly so that his words are heeded. Indeed, the Gemara records an incident where Adam Gadol Hitl Emi Yisei B'Tech Beisai U'Bikshu L'Achila Davar Gadol. A great person almost transgressed a severe sin, namely Eber Menachai, eating a limb from a live animal. His servants were afraid to tell him that they had misplaced his meat and replaced the missing portion with Eber Menachai. However, he did not actually eat it, because hashta behemden shal tzadikim, ein hakadosh baruch hu mei b'takol al yodam, tzadikim atzman loy kolshken. Hashem protects even the animals of tzadikim, and certainly the tzadik himself, from eating something forbidden.